I'm going to whisper some things to you now about Crunch chocolate bars. Because apparently this whispering thing is a thing that makes you feel things. It's saying something crunchy is coming in the candy wrapper language. Imagine your tongue hiking up those crispy, rocky ridges. Now, drumroll please.
Wow, that's good. Crunchy, munchy chocolate doesn't whisper.
Turn up the fun with Crunch.
Kane and Bucks. Can't
stop. Hi, this is a very good morning to you. We've got a big program still to come in the next hour or so on the McCafe menu. Our official coffee partner speaks volumes, questions without notice, and your calls. But right now, we've got to get to a big name, and we've gone right to the top shelf. Hollywood star and now Big Freeze 9 slider is on the line. Eric Banner is his name. Eric, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Morning, Kane Bucks. How are you?
Good, mate.
Whoa, what does it mean to you to be sliding down the slide for this cause, which has now become a phenomenon in the AFL, Eric?
Oh, I know, it's really exciting. It was a very, very quick yes. I've been watching that event, you know, since its inception and following Neil's journey, and thrilled to be involved. And Bucks, you've had a bit of experience at this, so I might need to lean on you, mate.
Well, it's bloody cold. Just just maybe do some ice bars between now and then, because you'll feel it. What are you thinking about wearing on the slide, my friend?
I've had a couple of ideas, and the first idea came to mind. I think I'm gonna stick with it. It's a little bit out there. My only clue is I want to put a smile on Neil's face. So I've come up with a couple of ideas, but I can't top Rue, mate. So I've got to go outside the circle a little bit.
Rue was very good. You St Kilda guys, you stay tight, don't you? Like if another St Kilda guy does something, you just put it on a pedestal. I love it. What about I want to see in the Troy outfit? Is there any chance that you will wear the Troy outfit?
I don't even know if I could get my hands on it. I think I've got a locked away. I've got a rubber sword, a replica of the old Hector's sword. So I'd be minus the rest of the outfits. I don't know how effective that would be. I'm shocking at hoarding that stuff, Bucks.
How much work did you need to do leading into that, or was it just all natural?
No, there was a bit of work, but it was mainly practical. I think you do so much kind of stunt and fight training when you're doing a film like that, that you kind of end up in pretty good shape as a result of just the work you're doing. So, yeah, I was a bit younger too, Bucks.
Have you ever had to go the other way? I think at Christian Bale, like The Machinist, I think where he got really, really little, or Brendan Fraser when he was the whale. What's the sort of most extreme that you've prepared your body for a role?
I'd say most definitely the second half of Chopper was the most extreme I've had to do. And then
what you
I
did
went
with your ears was top class.
It was 30 kilos you put on for that, wasn't it?
It was a fair bit. I don't know what the gap was, because I went from that to Black Hawk Down, so it was a fair jump. It was a jump upwards to Chopper, and then it was a jump down to Black Hawk Down. So there was a fair spread there in the middle.
So that takes a lot of discipline. It takes a lot of focus. It must be pretty enthralling for you when you're in those moments and you know you're doing it for an end. You just dive 100% in. That must be a pretty exceptional feeling.
It is, and look, a lot of being an actor is like being an athlete. You know, in terms of how you approach, and especially the mental side of it. And anytime you get a chance to sort of attach some kind of physical component, it just kind of makes the prep a bit more fun. I was very lucky, though, that Chopper came around at the age I was, because I don't think I could do that today at the age I am now. I think it would just be too hard. So, yeah, it just depends on where you are in your life, you know.
How do you see the landscape of the blockbuster movie now and the cinema experience, which clearly isn't as big as it was through COVID and now prestige TV and streaming? What's your lens on where you see your career now? The movie versus TV.
Well, it's in some ways there's more choice and there's less choice, because you know the Marvel universe has taken up so much space in the cinemas, which you know, if you don't want to do those kind of films, it's sort of harder to find the other stuff. But we persist, and you know, movies like The Dry, and we've got the follow up coming out later in the year, and it's just you just got to work a little bit harder to make those kind of movies happen in that sort of landscape. But it's great for viewers. There's so much to choose from these days with all the streamers and the cinema releases.
Now, Eric, when you're in the crowd, I don't know if you know, but the cameras always find you when the St Kilda games are on, and you're as passionate a St Kilda supporter as there has ever been. What do you think of the 2023 version of the Saints and how Ross the Boss is going with them?
Oh, look, I think the biggest mistake any club can make is overestimating where they're at, and I think we've had a good reset in the off-season in terms of where we're at as a club and building towards something. So I think we got off to an exciting start. I mean, I hope we can make the eight this year, but I'm really thrilled. I'm at RSEA Park right now, actually. And, you know, it's just a lot's happened to the club in the last 10 years off-field in terms of getting us back to Moorabbin and getting a pure footy focus. So I'm excited about where the club's headed, and I'm really proud of the work that's gone on off-field. You know, the Danny Frawley Centre, the new home here at Moorabbin, it's fantastic.
What's the ice bath set up like down there?
I don't know if they must have something out near the gym there. Do players still do it as much as they used to, Bucks? What do you reckon?
Yeah, it's still there. The hydrotherapy, bit of hot cold, but I'm sure they would. I'm sure it would be there. Who's the St Kilda player who your eyes go to? And I'm sure you know a lot of the boys, but who's the St Kilda player who personifies what you think it is to be a Saint?
Well. We went to the draft a few years ago and have unearthed, hopefully, a few future stars. And I really like watching Mitch Owens play at the moment, because he reminds me of some old school Sainters from back in the day. And I think he could have a massive career. And obviously, it's great having Max King on the park as well. I think he's put a ton of work in while he's been injured, and he looks a bit stronger and a bit more aggressive. So, yeah, there's a lot of exciting stuff on field for us.
I agree, and he's been missed in the last couple of weeks. What's back on the slide and back on MND, has it touched your life at all anywhere other than through AFL and Neil Danaher?
Fortunately, no. But obviously, you know, for most of us, it's probably only a matter of time before you know someone who gets affected by this. So, no, I've just really been inspired by the work that Neil and Beck and the family have done, and massive amount of awareness that's been created through the organisation, and just want to help continue that message and help support those who are suffering and their families as well, and the research, of course.
You can join the all-in fight against MND. And Don, you'll fight MND Big Freeze 9 Beanie. You can get those at Coles Express, Bunnings, and fightmnd.org.au. Eric Banner will be a slider in the Big Freeze 9, and he joins us. Gary Lyon usually sits in this chair, Eric, and you recently shared a plane with him on a special visit to Cobram Estate. How was he, and got any stories for us?
He was in good form. He was good storytelling form. I could definitely hear his voice on the plane. He was a good, great guest on the day. That was Rui's special treat, and I was very lucky to be included in on that. It was fantastic.
How lucky were you? Gaz came back with COVID. How did you go?
Oh, did he? No, I didn't. I just came back with a nice little bag of olive oil and a nice full tummy. So I got really lucky. Interesting. Okay, the plane was full. I'll keep an eye on my temperature.
No, that was three. It was a month ago. Yeah. Now I reckon you're safe.
Before we let you go, so The Dry was a magnificent Australian film. So Force of Nature, The Dry 2, when's it going to be out? Give it a plug.
We're out at the end of August. So I think it's August 24, which correct me if I'm wrong, I think sits neatly between end of season bye before first round of the finals. So, that might be a little bit strategic.
If the premiere is on a night, if St Kilda make the finals and they play on a Friday night and the premiere is on that night, which one will you go to?
Oh, well, I'd technology is an amazing thing, Bucks. I guess I could attend the premiere on my mobile phone from the stands.
I reckon you could.
Outstanding, Eric. Hey, mate, we got to let you go. I appreciate your time and look forward to seeing you slide down into the icy cold water.
Thanks, Kane. Thanks,
go
Bucks.
Well, mate.
Eric Banner there, Hollywood star, Big Freeze 9 slider, outstanding actor.
That's a good get.
That's a big get. It's a bit rattled.
How good is that? Yeah. You see this bloke on your screens and you sort of create an affinity.
Well,
and
Full Frontal. Do you remember Full Frontal?
Poiter. Is that Poiter?
Yeah, it's Poiter.
But you've got when someone from, like, even when someone who's so Aussie goes across and makes it in the big smoke, like, and in Hollywood's as big as it got, you have a little piece here that goes there with them.
Mm.
So to see his journey and how successful he's been, and now he's come, Hugh Jackman's another one.
Oh, no.
And then to come back and spend a big chunk of time back in the homeland and be so passionate about, you know, an AFL team in St Kilda. It's awesome. So
we have got our beanies on here in the studio. You can get yours at Coles, Coles Express, Bunnings and fightmnd.org.au. Get the new one. The old ones are outdated now. You've got to get yourself the new one. Pay to get yourself one. And, of course, all money goes to fight this insidious disease, which has captivated the whole of the AFL community, thanks to Neil Danaher.